When God places a vision in your heart, get ready to be blessed beyond your wildest dreams. Join Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's today on the Believer's Voice of Victory as they show us how to become agents of supernatural provision.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George Pearson's is with us talking to us about how to prosper. So you don't want to miss this. It's been excellent. If you've missed any of them, go back and get it and study it. Today it's agents of supernatural provision.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Agents of super, and
I
we
like
are.
That.
We are agents
we are
of
agents.
God's supernatural provision.
Praise God.
This is how it works. He prospers us, then we help to prosper others. We are used by God to be supernatural agents
as
of His provision.
As we sow, we reap.
That's right.
We increase.
That's exactly right.
So we
right.
keep sowing, we keep increasing, He keeps providing, we keep sowing, keeps increasing.
Yep.
It's a good plan.
You know, I'll tell you this. Kenneth Copeland is an agent of supernatural provision.
Yes, he is.
You and I can both attest to the fact
that's right.
that he is a giving, giving man. And
when you were head of the ministry and in control of the finances and so on, I seriously doubt if he ever called you and said, can we afford to do this?
Oh, my goodness. I've never heard that before.
He'd just say, do it.
Ah, that's right. That's exactly right. He hears from God. We do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if
and
he finds
blessed.
Out that somebody needed something and the Lord was speaking to him about it, he became an agent of supernatural provision
He's
for that person.
Giver.
I mean, isn't it interesting how, I'm sure you've done this. I know you've done this. And this has happened in my life as well, but the Lord might be talking to you about someone and He'll say, I want you to call that person and I want you to give them so much money.
Mm-hmm.
And when you call, you know, they'll say, this came just
in
time.
Right time.
Just at the right time. This is exactly what we needed. Oh, praise God for supplying. And I would say that through Kenneth Copeland Ministries, the money that has been sown to ministries all over the world, they were probably echoing that same mm-hmm. sentiment that this came right exactly when we needed that. I know that, for instance, the ministry has supplied for many years Reinhard Bonnke's meetings, that we are contributors to those meetings and have helped him conduct those African meetings that he's had.
Lots of souls.
Lots of souls, many souls. But that has been what has been in our heart to do, and that we are, as God has prospered us, we prosper others.
That's right.
And we help others, and we contribute to others, and we sow into others. Gloria, it has been a wonderful thing to be with you for these last 10 days, to be ministering on supernatural provision with you.
I've enjoyed it,
George. It has been an honor to do that. I always love coming here and being with you at this table.
Precious.
At any table, I enjoy being with you at. And we, inevitably, our conversation always goes to the Word.
Yes.
I am just so appreciative of you and Kenneth and what you have done personally for my life. Terry brought me into this family, and I had...
She did a good thing,
and I'm so...
She went and got this Yankee from where? Boston? Was it Boston?
She did, yeah, yeah.
And here he comes in, he's got jeans. He's trying to look Texas. You know, he's got jeans on, but they're just a little short, so we call them floods. But he was doing his best. And how did we ever guess that he'd end up running the whole ministry for so how many years?
Well, it was for 7 years. I ran the ministry,
And now you
pastor the church here.
You come in really handy, George. Thank you very much.
Gloria, whatever you need, I'm here.
I know.
Whatever needs to be done, let George do
now.
It. But it has been. It's been an honor to do that. And I have learned so much from you and Kenneth, not only about receiving, but about giving. And as you and I both know, Kenneth's giving will take your breath away.
Yes,
it'll
it does.
Sow this, give that.
That's right.
And we have all learned. I mean, I'm talking we, family, Terry and myself and Kelly and John, and all of us in the family are sowers and givers, and we've all become agents of supernatural provision.
Praise God.
Because you talk to any one of us, we have some giving project going somewhere. We are sowing something, we are giving something, we're putting something into somebody's hands. And that's what we've been taught by you and Kenneth to do, is to be agents of this supernatural prosperity and supernatural provision. And for the last 10 days, we've been talking about this in all different different ways. We've been talking about supernatural provision, how God has unusual ways, has infinite ways of supplying for our needs in ways that we've never considered, we've never thought about before. But of course, He supplies all of our need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And so the next step that we take as we've been learning how to receive from this is, what do we do about giving? And we were reading a scripture just before we went on the air and confirming the pronunciation of a town that this man came from, but it's in,
sure, you've got it,
it's right, in 2 Kings 4:42. I'll be sure to ask Billy about that.
Yes,
and make sure.
We'll ask her.
But in 2 Kings 4:42, and we'll just read a couple of examples to you today about being an agent of supernatural provision. I mean, haven't you ever thought about this? And Terry and I have done this too. We've gone to people before, and then we'll ask them, what is your monthly mortgage? And they'll tell us what it is. It may be $1,000, $1,500, $2,500 a month. And the Lord has moved upon us to say, we'll pay for this month's mortgage, or we'll take care of that, or we'll handle that, or we'll buy a house for this one. And that's when you're really starting to stretch out there.
Big time.
The big time, buying a car or sewing a car or whatever that is that the Lord puts on your heart to do, you become an agent through which this supernatural provision will flow to where you get into the point where you are entering into supernatural giving.
Yes, and receiving.
And receiving.
Hallelujah.
It's a cycle.
Yeah.
It's a circle. It keeps going around and around. And in this particular instance, in verse 42, there came, and I'm going to read this from the New Living Translation. It's a little bit clearer. One day, a man from Baal Shalisha brought the man of God a sack. This was Elisha. He brought it to a sack of fresh grain and 20 loaves of barley bread made from the first grain of his harvest. Elisha said to him, give it to the people so they can eat. In verse 43, the servant exclaimed, what? Feed 100 people with only this? See, that's an only mentality. That is a limited, lack, non-miracle, anti-supernatural mentality. Mm-hmm. And we need to think supernaturally.
That's right.
We need to think miracle. We need to think abundance. We need to get to the place where, and this is a friend of ours, Tommy Williams, who goes to our church, a preacher that you've known for years, you've known him for years. He said, we have to get to the place where we can't even think lack.
Oh, I like that. Praise God.
Can't even think it.
We need to get to the place.
It's not even part of our mental faculties of thinking about lack, that we get to that place where we are thinking supernaturally. Amen. And this servant was not thinking supernaturally. He said, what?
You gotta be kidding.
You gotta be kidding me. You gotta be kidding me. Feed 100 people with only this? It's my Jewish accent. But Elijah repeated, give it to the people so that they can eat. For this is what the Lord says, everyone will eat and there will even be some left over. Now that's very familiar.
That's faith, wasn't it?
That's very familiar to another one we're going to read in just a minute about Jesus feeding the 5,000. That's very familiar to that. And I'm sure Jesus was well aware of this account. In verse 44, then they gave it to the people. There was plenty for all.
Plenty,
plenty.
Glory.
Plenty, plenty, plenty. Plenty for all and some left over, just as the Lord provided. And what we found here was that Elijah used the man from Baal Shalisha as an agent of supernatural provision.
Praise
supernatural
God.
Multiplication came through his hands. Gloria, one of my greatest dreams and greatest desires and greatest pursuits is to give.
Praise
to
God.
Sow. To be an agent of supernatural provision, to where there is so much coming into my household, there is so much that is coming to us that we need to know how to distribute it and where it needs to go and what direction it needs to go. I don't know of any other minister, there may be one, but I don't know of any other minister or ministry that has sown in excess of 30 aircraft.
I can't say that I do.
That is what Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have done.
Praise
you
God.
All have been agents of supernatural provision for so many ministers of the gospel. And when God speaks to you, I was there the day that you all sowed an aircraft into Billy Brim's ministry. I was there. I was actually in the next room. It was at your house. And Terry and I were in the next room. You and Kenneth gave her the keys to the plane. And we heard this shout. A shout came out from that room that Billy had just received an airplane through Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
Praise God.
And you two were agents of God, agents of supernatural
praise God.
And provision. And that's what happened to this man. And I believe that this man increased as a result of it. Because it's a cycle. And we talked about earlier this week, or last week rather, we talked about the circle of supernatural provision. It's tithing, sowing, reaping. Tithing, sowing, reaping. Oh, I'm getting a revelation.
Okay, give it.
The circle begins small. You start in that place.
Okay.
Tithing, sowing, reaping. But as you continue in that tithing, sowing, reaping, tithing, sowing, reaping, you're an agent of supernatural prosperity.
It's bigger.
It gets bigger. The circle gets
Your
bigger.
Your circle gets bigger.
Bigger and bigger. And it gets to the place where the circle becomes so big that now you are literally affecting nations.
Praise God.
It That's becomes true. That large. It becomes that supernatural that you are touching all over the world.
Praise God.
That's my heart. That's
Hallelujah.
Your heart. That's what you've
Amen.
Done. I want to do more.
Praise God.
Let's look at this one now. Let's jump over to the New Testament to John chapter 6. John chapter 6. And we find here with Jesus, again, we're familiar with this account, but I'll start off with, where do I want to go here? In verse 5, when Jesus lifted up his eyes, saw a great company come to him, he said to Philip, "Where will we buy bread that these may eat?" And this he said to prove him, for he knew himself what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. It's not sufficient. He had a lack mentality. He wasn't thinking, giving.
He had a not sufficient
mentality. Mentality about this. And Jesus said, he said, one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, verse 8, said to him, "There's a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many?"
Mm-hmm.
Again, he had a lack mentality. He was not seeing himself as an agent of supernatural provision. Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." There was much grass, so the men sat down, the number of them 5,000. So we figured out there's about 20,000 people there. Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to his disciples, and his disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would.
Hmm.
Now they had them gather up the fragments. There were over and above that remained. But what the point that we're making here is, and I'm going to read something to you, Gloria. This is a New Living Translation of this same scripture, and it's incorrect. It's wrong. It says, "Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks to God, and distributed them to the people." No, he didn't. He distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples distributed them to the people. Jesus gave the fish and loaves to the disciples, and the disciples then distributed them to the people. The disciples became a part of the supernatural multiplication and distribution right along with Jesus. It was multiplying in their hands. Jesus gave thanks to God, gave it to them, and it's multiplying through them. They became agents
Amen.
Of supernatural multiplication.
Praise God.
Its provision was going through them. And let me jump to the second page here because there's something I wanted to read. If you look to your second page, Gloria, and at the bottom of that page, there's a word from the Lord through Kenneth. And this was from the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign on November of of 2005. And this goes right along with being an agent of supernatural provision. I mean, the supernatural coming through us. You're going to be the ones that God uses supernaturally to supernaturally feed the lost when disasters come. Only it's not going to be like it was in the past. In many cases, you're not even going to need the trucks and the airplanes. In a lot of cases, you are just going to take one little meal and divide it and divide it and divide it. Gloria,
wow,
we are going
like
to
the
see
loaves and the fishes.
We're going to see the loaves and the fishes divided.
Praise
we're
God.
Going to see the finances divided right in front of our eyes.
Miracle multiplication.
Miracle, that's it.
Praise
you said it.
Multiplication.
Miracle multiplication is going to be taking
Praise
place
God.
Through us.
Hallelujah.
Taking place through Hi. Us. And let me just read this to you in the last moments of this broadcast today. And again, all the notes are available to you. KCM.org. Click onto the picture of Gloria and Me. You can go to it and get all of these and study them and look at them and read them and get this down on the inside of you. But we are agents of supernatural provision. There are, Bill Winston said this, there are two kinds of supernatural provision. The provision that is for us and the supernatural provision that comes through us.
Through us and for us.
Through us.
That's right.
And so, we have here in 2 Corinthians 9:8 in the Amplified, God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid
no
or
aid.
Support, and here we go, furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation.
Furnished in abundance.
Furnished in abundance so that we can be distributors of supernatural provision.
Praise God.
We've got to think out of the box.
Yeah.
We've got to think out of this small, limited realm that we've been in.
We have to think blessing and increase.
Blessing, increase. We have to think nations.
Abundance.
We have to think abundance. We have to think like Kenneth Copeland thinks. And how does Kenneth Copeland think? Kenneth Copeland thinks about paying off the deficit in the nation. That's how Kenneth Copeland thinks. I mean, we're thinking about paying off the bill that we have to pay off. He's thinking about paying off the debt of the nation. But you see, we have to do that because
Even
had you and
thinking.
Kenneth not thought of, I remember, gosh, 2 minutes left. I can do it. I can remember we were in California in 1977. It was the year that Terry and I got married. We were doing a tour of Southern California at that time. And we were, I forgot where we were exactly, but we were with Brother Copeland. You weren't on that trip. And he called us to his room and he sat down with a notebook and he began to read to us the vision that God gave him in the Arkansas Riverbank, walking along the Arkansas River, 1967.
Yeah.
And he began to read to us about what the Lord was going to do. And this was back in 1977. And he was reading to us the vision that God gave to him of this ministry. And he, those things that he was reading to us, I watched those things come to pass.
Right.
He dared to think beyond. He dared to have a mentality of seeing himself reach the nations from the top of this world
yeah.
to the bottom
all
and
the
all
way
the way around. He was, God gave him that word while you were still in Tulsa. You were still in that little house.
Driving a used car.
And the Lord's telling him that you're going to preach the word from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around, and basically telling him you will be an agent of supernatural provision.
Yeah, that's right.
We need to take hold of that, Gloria, and we need to enlarge our thinking. And I'll finish up with this scripture, the one that we began with in Ephesians 3:20. I've got it here. I'm just jumping all over the place. Hebrews 3:20 in the Amplified Bible. Now to him who by the action of his power that is at work within us, in Ephesians 3:20, is able to carry out his
yes,
purpose
amen.
And do superabundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think. infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires,
praise
thoughts,
God.
Hopes, and dreams.
Awesome.
Father, we are.
We receive it, Lord.
We receive supernatural provision.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we receive the assignments to be distributors,
yes,
agents of your supernatural provision.
Praise
and we are
God.
Growing and enlarging, and the circle of supernatural praise. Provision is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and our outreaches are enlarging and enlarging and enlarging and covering the earth.
Praise you, Lord.
Father, thank you.
We worship
you. Thank you for the supernatural.
Hallelujah.
We are supernatural people who serve a supernatural God.
Yes.
In
amen.
Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
We take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Hallelujah.
Gloria.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
George and I will be right back.
I went to the EMIC faith meeting, and I felt like after that meeting, Lord put it in my heart to believe for another car. Having a car to me means being able to have opportunities, like going to college. Whenever I'm in college, I need a car. I need to get groceries. I need to go back home and see mom and dad because they enjoy that. I need to go on an internship to Texas. Whenever I came to Texas, the Honda, it seemed like it was starting to have more transmission issues, which I was not looking forward to, because after the first time I was like, oh, this is not going to be fun, you know, because last time it was out for 2 weeks and I had to get rides from everybody else to get to and from work. And so whenever I went to that meeting, I really felt like the Lord said, you need to take your new car now.
When we pray in faith over a situation, we take it.
You pray for it and you take it, and then it's like your dad whenever he tells you we're going to Disneyland. You don't second guess him, you're going to Disneyland. You know, and so you believe that you are going there. And so it was the same thing. I believed I was getting a car because God said. I did just the steps like I've been taught all my life. I sowed towards it, and I had a scripture to stand on, and I had a confession that I'd say. The part that I really honed in on was the part where he said, I even feed the birds. Because at the time, with the car messing up, I felt like it was like, it's a need now. And so he was like, I even feed the birds. How I can take care of you. Of course I can take care of you. So when I was looking at cars, I decided to look at a Jeep online, like build it. And so I went online and started building the Jeep and put all my features on it and the color I wanted and the addition, because for Jeep Wranglers, there's like 4 different additions or something like that. And so you have to pick the addition and pick exactly what you want for each feature. So I was at the car lot and I drove it once, and then they were like, well, why don't you drive it again before you leave, you know? And so I went and drove it again, came back, and someone who I knew was at the car lot, and they were like, so what you doing? I was like, oh, I'm just looking at the Jeep. Just thought they were out looking, you know? And the salesman came up and they were like, so what'd you think? You know, you think you're gonna buy it today? And the person was like they looked at the salesman and go, I have a check for this much. I'll buy the Jeep from you right now. And I was like, I was trying to kind of hide the shock, because I mean, I didn't want the salesman to know that the whole time. I was like, what? You know? And I was like, and the person or the salesman walked away to double check that he could do the amount and stuff. And I was like, what do you, what? And the person said that God told them, the dealership told them the amount to write on the check and only to bring one check, and that it was going to be quick, painless, and before Southwest. And I was like, man, you know, it was one of those, like, I was really trying not to cry, but it came really close, because it was just, it was the manifestation of that love, and just knowing that, yeah, he does love me, and he cares about the things in my life, and that's a good dad, and God is, like, the ultimate good dad, and he'll buy you a car. He'll buy you whatever you need.
We like what Sarah said, the ultimate good dad.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
He provided that beautiful, that's a great looking Jeep, that
wasn't
blue color and everything. But Gloria, this is interesting. Today is offering day on the broadcast. And she laid out, as she was talking, I wrote some notes down here, and she laid out the perfect faith steps to believe God. She wrote, number one, I sowed. There you go. That's the beginning. I sowed. Number two, she found her scripture to stand on in Matthew chapter 6. Number three, she confessed the word of God over it. Number four, she thanked God for it. Number five, she got it.
She received it.
She received it.
Isn't that good?
And
that's what she did. That's how we do everything. That's how it works. Glory to God.
And so she sowed. And we appreciate all of our partners and friends that so faithfully sow and give into this ministry. And you better know today that we are believing God together for supernatural harvest for you. Whatever cars you need, houses, supplies, equipment, it's the blessing of the Lord that's upon you.
Yes.
And we are just so grateful for every one of you that contributes to this work here. And you just need to know that you are in line for multiplication.
Amen.
You're in line for supernatural multiplication. Father, we pray over our partners and friends
thank you, Father,
that they are prospering in every way as they give into this ministry, other ministries. We call abundance into them. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise God.
Now, when you, Ken and I learned many years ago that when we sow, we should pray over it and believe God. You don't just put it in the bucket. You believe God. You release your faith. That's the key. Release your faith. And then, like if you're sowing for a car, if you're sowing for a house, you release your faith. You receive it when you sow or whatever, however you you act on the Word of God, receive it. And you'll, if you won't waver, it will come to pass.
That's right.
It might be short. It might be a little longer than you want, but it will come to pass. Hallelujah. Pastor George, thank you so much.
Gloria,
you've been a tremendous blessing.
You're wonderful to me.
I'll enjoy it so much hearing. This is Gloria Copeland and George Pearson's Pastor of Eagle Mountain Church reminding you that
Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing.
Thanksgiving. Well, most people in the body of Christ know Thanksgiving's a good thing, but have no idea that this is one of the big guns of faith. I mean, you bring something on the line that Satan has no defense for when you give thanks and praise to God. The Scripture says it'll stop him.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts.